Three questions for Donna McCaskill. Question 1. Why do you want to be involved and what will you bring to the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind Board?
I'm a current board member. I have been for the past 3 years. And I feel that the board as it is at the moment has gone through quite a lot of change. There's been change in directors that have been there for a while. And as such, with the current changes that have happened, there's been a lot of diverse thinking, there's been a lot of change in thinking, and there's been a change in the board culture and the way the board itself interacts with not just the membership and the community, but also with those who deliver services on behalf of the organisation. I also am a member of Blind Low Vision since birth. And I have two sons who are members, and I think it's important to be able to have someone that can bring that lived experience or that lived experience perspective.
Question 2. As the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind goes about empowering blind, deafblind and low vision people to live the life they choose, what are the challenges, the opportunities and the important issues right now?
To me, being an effective board director is understanding good governance, but it's also about being able to convert member and stakeholder thinking into effective governance that aligns with the organisation's strategy. In our case, the organisation is a service-driven, not-for-profit that is member-led, or it's supposed to be member-led. Our role is to ensure and uphold not just the organisation principles, but also the four-member purpose that we are here for: habilitation, rehabilitation and education. And those are all really important areas for me. I believe there needs to be a focus on youth and youth development, also employment and transition to employment for our membership. And also I hold a passion for sport and recreation, and I think that that is an important part of service delivery as well, and adjustment for people who are transitioning through blindness or deafblindness.
Question 3. What are your aspirations for blind, deafblind and low vision people in Aotearoa, New Zealand?
To be honest, it's to be able to live the most independent and free life that they that a person possibly can, and in a way that they want to. We're all different people. Nobody has the same life plan. Nobody is going on the same journey. Everyone's journey is different through their blindness. And I want to be able to make sure that people are actually able to travel that journey at their own pace and in their own way. I don't feel that everyone has a prescribed way of doing things. And, you know, there's not always this case of being able to do things by the book, so to speak, for lack of better words. So it's important that people are able to be the person they are and not have to adjust or change to a prescribed way of being someone else. And I believe that as an organisation, it's our role to be able to support people through that journey.